How's everybody doing this morning? Are you wet enough? Did anybody get any rain this morning? I tell you, did y'all have a good Christmas? Did you enjoy it? I tell you, Claudia and I, we got to spend Christmas with her brother Billy. He came and spent it with us, I should say. But we've still got Christmas to enjoy after New Year's. We're having Christmas with our girls that weekend. So we're still in the Christmas mode. We're still in the Christmas spirit time of looking forward to spending time with the family, not so much about the gifts, but it is just to have them to come home and spend some quality time with them and kind of catch up and find out what all is going on. That's what Christmas is about, isn't it? It's about family and getting together and celebrating Jesus' birthday. You know, I know you had a good time over Christmas and everything, and I know today is kind of, this is kind of fitting for the story I'm fixing to tell. There was a couple of guys that were standing on the side of the road in Cossey. One of them's name was Bubba, and the other one was Tex. And both of them had a sign, and both of them said something different. One of the signs said, "Turn back before it's too late." The other one said that Tex was holding, it says, "Stop. Don't go any further. The end is near." Man, I mean, they're holding it up, trying to, so the cars are coming and they're flashing it, you know, and stopping. And people are slowing down and goes, "Oh, you Christians, get off of the road, you lunatics." And they just keep on driving. "Jesus freak," the next one. And about that time, you hear this car, and then you hear a splash. And Bubba looks at Tex, and he says, "Tex, you think we ought to change our sign to say something simply like, 'The bridge is out'?" These old boys had the right idea. They had a message that they were trying to get out. They thought they were doing the right thing. They thought that they were putting out a warning. They thought that they were doing right. But it didn't always, everything that we think that we're supposed to be doing doesn't always turn out right, does it, for us? It doesn't always happen that way. Here we are at, I've been here now for, this is my first, I'm coming up on my first full year as pastor here at Common Ground. And I tell you, I have watched folks from the time I came here grow and change, get closer to the Lord, and it just humbles me. And it kind of pumps me up all at the same time and gets me excited about what God's going to do for 2016. We're looking at this time of year. We always are looking at the beginning of the year. We start looking for team members. We're looking for team leaders. We're looking for lay pastors. We're going to be looking at for elders. All that happens right in the month. In and around the last part of December, around January. It's kind of like the Marines say, we're looking for a few good men. Well, here we're looking for a few good men and women that want to serve God this next year. Before we go any further, I got to do something that the Lord impressed on me on my way to church. I already have experienced worship in a mighty way from my house to here. Already. I was ready. When I walked in the door, it's kind of like I had, everything was loaded. I was ready for bear, you might say. I was ready for what was coming. So guys, remove your hats. We're fixing to get serious. I've never done this before. And you're probably going to think, is this guy crazy for what I'm fixing to do? But I'm going to pray. So if you're visiting this morning, I'm not going to apologize ahead of time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just come to you, Lord, thanking you for this day. There's somebody here in this house, Lord, that by the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm asking, no, I'm telling Satan to get out. Right now. Pick yourself up and get out of these walls. Get out and stay out. You are not welcome here. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I guarantee you, Lord, we're going to rejoice in it this morning and be happy. Lord, just fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Fill this place with love. Fill this place with joy this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, through the power of the cross, amen. Amen. I've never done that before because I always thought that when I came into God's house, that God was the only one that was here. I was wrong. I've been over the Christmas holidays, because we didn't have our family here yet, I started asking the Lord, Lord, what is it about our church? What is different between our church and every other church in the world? What makes us any different? What can we do, Lord, to make your kingdom grow? What should we be about doing? The very first thing he told me was, is you got to get Satan out. He said, you have got to get him out, because we're bringing him with us. When we came in, he ushered in himself, and he feels at home in today's church. Not just this church, but he feels at home at church. And you're going, well, how can that be possible? Here we are praising God and worshiping. How can he feel comfortable in God's house? It's because we're not sold out to Christ. Part of us is still holding on to our old nature, our old sin. We bring it with us each and every time we walk into God's house. We have such a work in this area, it's mind-boggling. Reaching out to the lost of this area, the people that are hurting. Shoot, we got people in our church that are hurting and going through problems. Loss of jobs, going through deaths in the family. Problems with marriages, problems with our family, problems with our friends. It's just not out there. But if we've got it in here, just think about it out there in the world that doesn't have Jesus, that doesn't have God to help them through it. Man, that's why Jesus died. He died for us so that we could turn around and tell someone else about what God is doing in our lives. Amen? Amen? I'm just wondering, what are we doing here? If that's not our purpose, if that's not what God has called us to do, what has God called you to do this morning? What has he called you to do in your life? It's kind of like that guy that's sitting in his pickup truck that's just lost his family. He's lost. He's lost his job. He's lost his family because of his sin. And he's wondering, what hope is there? Is this all there is? Or the woman that's just lost her husband and wondering, what are we going to do? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to the kids? I've got people that are sick in my family. Lord, what are we going to do? This world is dying. This world is going to hell fast. I'm telling you. It's going to hell in a handbasket, you might say. The only saving thing, the only thing that they can grab a hold of, the only, if you want to call it a lifesaver that there is, that we can throw them, is Jesus. If we don't, we will have to answer. We'll have to stand before God and say, and Him ask, why didn't you do what I asked you to do? Why did you just sit there, come on Sunday, listen to the music, sing, say howdy to everybody, and go home and live the way you wanted to the rest of the week? He's talking to me. He was telling me, why do you do this? The Bible says in Matthew 9:37-38, it says, Jesus was talking to his disciples. He said, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest and ask Him to send more workers into the fields. You ever tried to do a job and you just didn't have enough help to get it done? You have a field that you got to plant. Your tractor breaks down. You don't know what you're going to do. What do? You either get it fixed or you call a friend and say, hey man, can I borrow your tractor? You find a way to get things done. We've got folks out here that need the Lord in the worst possible way. And it's our job. If we don't do it, Jesus, I'm telling you, Jesus and God will find someone who will. If you won't talk, if you won't say what He's asked you to do, it says in the Bible that I can make rocks do it if I want to. I can make the rocks say what I want to say. But He uses us each and every day as we go to work, as we get on the job, when we get into the world. These folks out here need salvation. There's somebody here may even need salvation. I may be talking to someone that needs to get their self right with the Lord this morning here. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of preaching to the choir here this morning. I know that there's a lot of us that are already working and doing. But kind of like old Tex and Bubba, are we really doing what we should be doing? Are we really putting forth enough effort for the Lord? Are we really giving our best? Are we just giving enough just to get by? It's kind of like those guys on the football team. You see them. You've got the guys that are on the field and they're playing and they're hitting and they're doing everything. But there's folks on the sideline. Those guys are sitting there and they may not be as busy about playing the game as the guys that are on the field, but they are waiting for their chance to get in there. They're rooting for their team. They're hollering. They're agging them on. They're saying, get it done. Hit harder. Do more. Because why? We want to win. And they're just waiting. And they're hoping and praying nobody falls. But they are hoping that when they know that when someone does, I'm going to be ready to step in and get the job done because we do it as a team. Well, a team is nothing more than a big old giant family, and we are a family. And we've got a lot of work to do, y'all, a lot for 2016. And I know there's a lot of folks that have been sitting in the back just waiting. Well, I just don't know what to do, you know. I tell you, I just really don't have any particular talent, or I just don't feel, you know, I just don't have anything that I really want to do, really. God does not want your ability. He wants your availability. You don't say, well, you know, I don't see how in the world I could do that. God can help you do it. He will provide you, if you feel that He is asking you to do something, He'll provide you everything that you need to do that job. Rooting for each other. Are we standing in the sidelines? Are we rooting for each other? Or are we hoping that there's failure? No true football player is going to hope that someone gets hurt so that he can play. He's not. He wants that team to win. If he is, he's doing it for himself, not for the team. Are we praying, lifting each other up in prayer daily? Those that are working? Because you know that in every church, about 10% of the folks that are in the church do all the work. Some churches it's 5%. Some churches it's 1%. What are we doing for the Lord? Are we doing everything that we can? Are we lifting each other up in prayer? Are we volunteering and saying, you know, let me help. Let me do this. Let me do that. Making yourself available to serve and standing and saying up, God, can I help? How can I help make a difference? You know, you may be sitting there and you're thinking, you know, man, this is a pretty rough sermon. I kind of feel like I'm getting bashed a little bit. I'm getting whooped on just a wee bit. This is more, it isn't really a bashing. This is more like a good swift kick in the butt. Excuse my French. But this is what it is. God is saying, get up, boom, get off your keister. I'm ready to use you. Are you ready to serve? In Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah heard a message from the Lord. In 6:8 it says this, I also heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And Isaiah said, then I said, here am I, send me. The great God that we serve, the God of Israel, the God of America, your God, the one we serve, is asking us, who can I send? Who will work, do the work that I have for Common Ground? Who is it? Who will stand up for me? Well, I'm telling you, y'all, I'm here and I'm standing up and I'm saying, Lord, send me. Send me. I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to take up your cross and follow Him? Let's pray. Lord, I just come to you. I just thank you for this day you've made. I thank you for each and every person that's here today. I thank you for all the members of Common Ground Cowboy Church. Lord, it's time. It's time for us to stand up, Lord, and say, send me. I'll go. I'll do. I'll do whatever you need to get that needs to be done in your kingdom. Lord, we love you and we want to serve you. Just shine the light on our path so we know where to place our very first step. Maybe it is our first step. Maybe we've never served you before, Lord. We don't even know where to put our foot, how to get started. Lord, shine the light. Make it come clear through the dark so that we can see where you're wanting us to go, even if it's just one step at a time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.